1230 WFBA, local news.
Now. The Caroline County Sheriff's Office says someone shot an empty police cruiser early yesterday. The two front door windows were shattered. The car was parked in front of the former Frog Level Rescue Squad property. It's been used as a parking area for deputies who live outside the county. Anyone with information asked to contact the Caroline Sheriff's Office. Needs are great. Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank President and CEO Oya Oliver says the needs remain high for food around here. She says people are hungry.
Past year, there's quite a few businesses shut down in our area. Every business shuts down. Usually it's a loss for us, too. Yeah. Loss for us, far as they helping us, donating and food drives or volunteer service or whatever. And it's a loss for the pantries trying to distribute food out to help the needy out there, reaching to the needy.
Want to help? Check out fredfood.org, fredfood.org. Earl Hamner, Nelson County native and creator of the Waltons, died yesterday. His son says his father died peacefully. The story is the show is a story of a family making just a small amount of money from their mill on Walton's Mountain during the Depression. Earl Hamner, 92 years old. Maryland lost to Kansas, 79-63, in the NCAA basketball tournament last night.
I'm really proud of my team. It wasn't easy this year. We won 27 games. Had great leadership, great seniors.
Maryland coach Mark Turgeon.
It was a fun team to coach. Enjoyed coaching these guys. And wish we were still playing, but lost to a great team.
UVA will play Iowa State just after 7 tonight in Chicago. There's a Newstalk 1230 app for your iPhone and Android. Download it free today from Apple iTunes or Google Play. I'm Ted Schubel. Here's your Weather Channel forecast.
Rain is going to exit early on this Friday. During the afternoon, there will be some breaks in the clouds, and temperatures will run above average today with a high climbing to 75. Overnight, a clear sky with a low near 40. We're going to be out during the weekend, sunny tomorrow, the high near 65, and partly cloudy into Easter with a high close to 70. For News Talk 1230 WFEA, I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lois Ann's Hope House on Lafayette Boulevard, our focus this morning. We welcome back old friends, Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley, here to talk about Hope House. Good to have you guys back with us. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's been a few months, Lisa and Anna, since we've been able to talk about Hope House and had you in. Well, right off the bat, we'll talk about the fact that, Lisa, that Hope House is somebody on May 3rd for the community give that you can give to.
Yes, we are ecstatic about our participation once again this year. The Community Foundation has done a great job in the past 3 years about having this opportunity for nonprofits to benefit. So it's key awareness around our community about the different things that we do. Hope House is excited because it's 24 hours of people making a commitment to give to our organization because there is a dire need for ending homelessness. That's our mission. That's our vision. We want to make a difference and get children and their families off the street. And you can support that on May 3rd. It starts at 12 a.m. and then lasts until 11:59 for individuals every hour to give to our organization. And so you can go to our website and our Facebook page, and we'll be sharing information as it relates to that.
But we'll take donations before then also.
You sure will. Always taking donations.
I want to talk about that too. Just the different ways people can get involved. But boy, the community give is, Lisa, just such a fantastic way and a fantastic day to give nonprofits really a lot of funds that before then you didn't always get. And this is a chance, large and small. If there's a cause in the community that you want to get involved with, This is the day to do it.
Right. This is. Again, the Community Foundation sponsors it. There's a lot of sponsors that donate prizes to those organizations that do well during those specific hours. So as an example, if we have 100 people give and we make the most money in that hour, we get another gift of funds to support our organization, which doubles that giving. And that's what we want to do. So the Community Give is about working together for a single day, our community doing that, celebrating our spirit of generosity and making a significant and heartfelt impact in each of our lives by you know, the hardworking nonprofit organizations. We could not be the community that we are without your commitment and passion around making a difference. And people do that every day. And so we thank those who give to Lois Ann's Hope House, and we hope you will continue to give, because we were actually notified this year that we are going to definitely lose our $40,000, and it will start July 1.
And what's that $40,000? Is that some kind of federal or state money?
It was the federal funding of $40,000 that supported keeping our shelter operating. And so it wasn't designated to moving families directly out, but it was really helping us keep the lights on, keep the water running, all those things that run a home and a shelter. And so we're challenged this year with trying to raise that additional funds.
But it's not just the $40,000. I just want to add here, generally, nonprofits and Lois Ann's Hope House is included in that, are being forced to rely more on individual donations and private support rather than public support. And so that's a shift in our direction of financial support. So and it also gets more people involved in our organization. So that's the positive side of it.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's a lot of ways to look at it, and you can easily make that up on just one day with the Community Give.
Right.
And hopefully you way exceed that. And dude, I went by Hope House a couple weeks ago. It was late in the afternoon, and I think the bus had just come by. And I mean, it was exciting to see just the kids and the families and the energy around there. You were on the front porch gathering people, Lisa, and it was a great thing to see.
It is. So recently, we're leading into the Easter celebration, and so we've had the Easter Bunny come. We have the kids with their Easter baskets. We have the children getting off the buses, excited about school. I was just sharing with someone that we're really excited. Every mom in our facility, in our shelter, is working. Employment is important for sustainability, and we push that, and they are working. And where do you have that in any shelter? We're the largest family shelter in our community. We've been around for 30 years. We were the first.
And those women can work because we offer an on-site daycare center, which is wonderful, and that's unusual also for a homeless shelter.
Wow, that's fantastic that everyone is working. Yeah, that really and it shows they're headed in the right direction.
Right.
And we talk when you've been in before, Lisa, and we've talked about just you're able to just kind of change the trajectory of people's lives. And that sure helps.
Yeah, that's our focus. You know, I always state what the national data tells us, that every year hundreds of thousands of American families become homeless, including now. So we're talking about families. That's inclusive of children. So that's 1.6 million children that are impacted by homelessness. 11 million families in the United States are a paycheck away from being homeless. Those are big numbers. And so we, within our community, impact those that live here, but that impacts those numbers nationally and worldwide. And that's our effort. We want to change what that looks like worldwide.
I think I was on your website that from 2013 through 15, 145 homeless kids had gone through Lois Ann's Hope House. That's a big number.
That is a big number. We want to increase that number. And so by the people supporting our organization, we have the vision, the mission to increase that number tremendously this year, this coming year.
We were talking about Lois Ann's Hope House. It's on Lafayette Boulevard in Fredericksburg. HopeHouseVA.org. Is the website for that, HopeHouseVA.org. More coming up with Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley as we talk about Hope House this morning on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Stafford County invites you to tour around your own hometown.
Michelle Crow-Dolby with Gary Melcher's Home and Studio. Tell us about Belmont Portrayed.
Well, Ted, it's a juried exhibition of artwork depicting Belmont buildings, grounds, and gardens. It's included with museum admission, and it's on view through April 17th. And while you're there, you can vote for your favorite painting. The top vote getters receive cash awards.
This is a great time to see Belmont, too, in the spring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our spring open house is coming up. We have bulbs coming out, and it's warming up, so come on out and visit.
Stafford Tourism is a proud sponsor of Town Talk. To find out details on a wide variety of great local events, visit TourStaffordVA.com.
This is Dr. Daryl Guttery with South Point Quality Dental. Are you anxious about visiting the dentist? Don't feel bad. Lots of folks are. But if you let that fear prevent you from taking care of your teeth, you can end up with some very serious health problems. But now, there's something new. The next step beyond sedation dentistry. We call it sleep dentistry. And it's available only at South Point Quality Dental in the Stafford Medical Pavilion. Relax in spa-like comfort in a heated massage chair. And drift off to sleep while watching Netflix or listening to your favorite music. When you wake up, you'll be done. In fact, it's so relaxing, you may actually look forward to seeing me again. How's that for a dental visit?
South Point Quality Dental offers relaxing sleep dentistry in their Stafford Medical Pavilion location. So schedule your appointment with Dr. Daryl Guttery today and sleep your dental cares away. To learn more, visit QualityDentalVA.com. That's QualityDentalVA.com.
There's been a rumor going around my school lately about a new draft, so I decided to check out the facts. Turns out, there is no draft. And if there ever was going to be one, we'd have plenty of notice. But you know what else I found out? Young men like me still need to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register when there's no draft? Well, first off, it's the law. Guys have had to register for almost 60 years. Second, if you're a guy living in the U.S. and you don't register, you get shut out of important opportunities like college loans, job training, good jobs, and even a driver's license in most states. But I guess for me, I registered because it's the right thing to do. Things are crazy in this world right now. And if the country ever does decide it needs me, I'm gonna do my part.
Guys, register with Selective Service when you turn 18. Go to sss.gov or your local post office.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lois Ann's Hope House on Lafayette Boulevard, our focus this week, this morning. Lisa Crittenden here, along with Anna Billingsley, HopeHouseVA.org, to find out more about all the good things going on at Hope House and lists a lot of things of how you can volunteer, some wish lists. We will talk about that as we go along this morning. One thing we were just talking off air, Lisa, is people should go. Fantastic video on your website that really in 6.5 minutes, you've got one person telling their story, and it is really a good story.
It captures all that we do in that time frame, how we've impacted not just one family's life. Mm-hmm. And so you have to actually think about how many more thousands of families have been impacted in that way. But this is just one story. And it's about her and her son and the success that she has had. April's story is just wonderful because April thought that we weren't going to be there for her based on her circumstances. And we would not let her down, and she has had success. There is always still struggles for some of the families, and that's why our program is so unique as well, is because we stay in contact and we continue to support and guide those families even after they leave Hope House. That's important to us. We help set up their goals, and we help them maintain sustainability.
That is good because in a lot of cases, I would think it's not just like, okay, see ya, you got a place, bye. And people may have questions and probably do have questions to make sure that they can keep things and don't run into problems that they may have had in the past.
Yes.
Yeah, our goal is to end the cycle of homelessness. And so it forces us to keep in contact and to continue to support these families so that they stay successful and productive in society, and their children succeed. That's the great thing about April's story. Her son is thriving now, and so we see a lot of hope for the future.
Boy, Anna, that's got to get you through, make it everything you do worthwhile, and the struggles and the planning, and how are we going to do this? But you see those kind of stories, and you've seen them over the years.
Oh, yeah. I'm a board member at Hope House, so I'm not there on a daily basis, but exactly what you said, Ted, when you ride by that building those buildings on Lafayette Boulevard and see the activity, and we help and support these families in a home-like setting. And, you know, their kids get off the bus and people are sitting on the porch waiting for them just like at home. And so we try to keep that sense of family and connection even at Hope House. And so I think that's another thing that sets our organization apart and creates such a fondness among the people who live there for the you know, the work that we're doing for them and the skills they learn there.
And you just talk about skills.
Yeah.
They
learn parenting, budgeting, yeah, all kinds of things. They leave a lot different than when they come in.
Just like, as you said, right now we have a nutritionalist that comes in and monthly and meets with the families and talks about nutrition. And they make food and they make sample items and they want us to test them. And so that, you know, that's important for families, and they enjoy doing that. How do you, you know, feed your family in a better way that's more cost effective and nutritional? Mm-hmm. And so we look at every aspect of what a family would probably need in order to be successful, with a mom who's working maybe not just one job, but two jobs, and they're part-time jobs sometimes. And so we look at all aspects of that as a program, and we really are thriving in all ways to hone in on how to increase what could be their income. And so that's important too, not just part-time, but what could you do educationally to improve your skill levels so that you can do better in maybe a salaried position. So all that takes us, we look at all of that incorporated into our programming.
Well, and when you talk about things like nutrition or just a lot of things that a lot of us take for granted that we learned growing up, sometimes people are in situations where they didn't have a mom or a dad teaching them certain things, and you're able to teach them some of the things that a lot of us just take for granted.
Right. And I would say truly there are circumstances where what people need to understand is that we have no barriers to our program. It's you're homeless. And so we may have a mom who's just lost her job, and she could have been middle income. And so they come in and they just need a moment in time to
regroup.
Right. That is so correct. Regroup, recapture what they need to have financially, and then move on. And I will say, for those families to walk in the door and see what we offer, when they have nothing, they cry. And they say thank you. And then we focus on program and goals and settings. And they are very appreciative of that. So the families understand that their community is offering this to them and giving this. And the passion there, it just helps those families to succeed. I will say to you that in order to continue, we need financial support. And so we are about to go into a fundraising effort called the Gift of Hope, because it is always a gift of hope for people to support our organization. And we're looking to raise $150,000 in a short time frame. And so if you are committed to seeing a difference and helping these families, we're asking you to support us. As $150,000 is incorporated into the community give. So it's an approach that we're looking at the grassroots effort. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a direct approach effort. It's something that we need to have to continue, because again, Ted, we want to impact more families in our community, and we want to improve what we're offering.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Anna, boy, you've seen the especially with the economy, you saw it when it was good, then through the rough times, and now just trying to get out of it and get going. And through it all, Hope House has been able to keep the doors open and reach a lot of people. But for you and a number of nonprofits, these are tough times, and this is where this is a chance for the community to step up.
Yeah, it's always a struggle to keep our doors open, but we are committed to it, and we always are able to somehow get by. But strong community support is essential, and you know, it's a cause that I believe in, and I see the improvements to our entire community through, helping people, helping my neighbors get back on their feet. And it improves our local economy. It improves the environment. It just, and, you know, not to mention, you know, puts these families, children and their parents on the right track.
Right. So we've had in the past year, we've had strong commitment from leaders that are in business. And so, you know, Larry Silver made that commitment to Lois Ann's mm-hmm. Hope House to pay off our mortgage. That is done. That is a success for us. So we need to continue to do that. We had during the Christmas time and the holiday, Mark Daughtry from, I say Daughtry, Darhy, Hart, Daugherty, I can't think of his name, from MacDoc.
Yes.
And his foundation gave $10,000. And so we have people matching those funds. If we raise $150,000, we have someone that is going to match it with $75,000. So people are showing their commitment, their energy around continuing to make a difference and seeing us thrive, so that we're ending that cycle of homelessness and we're impacting children. Who would not want to impact children? And so we just need continued support in that. And we're messaging folks that if you are interested in matching those dollars and being a participant, we want to hear from you.
Well, and especially when you've got a situation where people have stepped up and are providing matching gifts and doing that kind of thing, your $25, $50, $100, $200 or more, it really helps and goes a long way.
Yeah, it has a lot more impact. And Lisa mentioned Larry Silver. Just to reiterate, we did get some really great support from the Silver family. And that's the reason the name of our organization is Lois Ann's Hope House. Lois Ann Chacon. Silver Chacon is the person for whom our organization is named for. And she was a tireless advocate for people who needed help in life. And so that's what we're continuing her mission.
And particularly children.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly children. You know, the National Center on Family Homelessness at the American Institutes for Research, they say that the effective responses to child homelessness must include some of the following things, and it's safe, affordable housing, comprehensive needs assessment of all family members, family-oriented services that incorporate trauma-informed care, and parenting support. That's all we do. Mm-hmm. We do every one of those for our children. And so we're trying to, you know, again, give every child a chance.
Well, and you just think of what you're doing for kids need stability.
They do.
And just to know that there's safety and they're being taken care of. And that's what you're doing. Otherwise, you know, who knows what?
Right. Right. They, you know, they suffer from many things, hunger, poor physical health, mental health. There's always adverse effects. And so we're trying to break that and provide sustainability.
It is a hopehouseva.org. We'll give you all kinds of information about the good work being done at Hope House. It's the Gift of Hope campaign. Also, there is the Community Give coming up on May 3rd. So lots of opportunities for you to find out what's going on at Hope House and to help out. HopeHouseVA.gov. Lisa Crittenden here, Anna Billingsley here. We're going to continue to talk about Hope House. We're going to just take a little bit of a get off the Hope House road for just a second when we come back. In her day job, Anna is at the University of Mary Washington, and they're about to set a Guinness record, and you can be part of it. We'll talk about that when we come back on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
News. I'm Karen Chase. Two Americans were among the victims of the Brussels terror bombings. Secretary of State John Kerry confirmed the sad news on arrival in Brussels. Secretary Kerry says the U.S. stands with Europe against terror and will not be intimidated by terrorists. He'll be meeting with Belgian and European Union leaders about security during his trip. Officials in Brussels have arrested six suspects in overnight raids, including one with ties to the Paris terror attack ringleader, who's now in custody in the city. However, officials say he's only been questioned for about an hour. Protests erupted outside the North Carolina governor's mansion after the signing of a bill that prevents cities and counties from passing anti-discrimination measures. Protester Serena Sebring says it's apparently to thwart a Charlotte ordinance that had allowed transgender people to use any bathroom they want.
All these people are upset. They are angry. They have been left out of the democratic process. We want in.
An entire town in Minnesota has been evacuated after a freight train hit a large propane tanker, sparking a fire. Two people were hurt. This is ABC News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Friday's First Endless Apps of 2016 begins now.
Kitchen, we are a go.
That's right. America's favorite guilty pleasure is back. And $10 still gets you endless rounds of your favorite app, like mozzarella sticks, loaded potato skins, or 8 styles of wings. We're talking endless rounds of the best appetizers on earth.
More endless apps for mankind.
Endless apps are back at Friday's.
Roger that.
News Talk 1230 WFVA Local News.
Yeah. Students at George Mason University are on a campus-wide alert following the reported rapes of two female students reported being raped within a few days of each other. Students with any information being asked to call university police at George Mason. Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank getting ready again for its summer feeding program to kids. LaToya Brown tells Town Talk, providing needed food to kids never ends.
We provide two major programs to our schools throughout Planning District 16. Club Kids, which is a after-school snack program. It provides snacks for kids who have after-school programming at school, who otherwise would not have a source of food until they got home, or maybe until the school provided lunch or breakfast or things of that nature. We also have the in-school pantry program, Food for Families.
Want to help? Contact the food bank at fredfood.org, fredfood.org. Someone who bought a Powerball ticket in Dale City is $1 million richer.
The ticket was purchased at a 7-Eleven on Minneville Road, and the winner has 180 days to claim the prize. The store will receive $10,000 for selling the winning ticket. No one had all the winning Powerball numbers Wednesday night, and the ticket bought in Virginia was the only one to match the first five numbers. I'm Tom Roberts.
This is News Talk 1230 WFVA. Here's your health report.
A new study shows states that expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act are getting real financial benefits.
The evidence is clear. States that expand the Medicaid program are saving millions of dollars while providing health insurance coverage to previously uninsured residents.
That's Dr. John Lumpkin of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that did the study. With a few exceptions, states with Democratic governors expanded Medicaid. Many states with Republican governors did not. A new study links extreme anger issues to a common cat parasite. Researchers say the parasite found in cat feces might be the cause of uncontrollable anger outbursts, such as road rage. Scientists at the University of Chicago found that patients with extreme recurring anger were more than twice as likely as healthy study subjects to have been exposed to the parasite. The study is published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. That's your 24/7 health update. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Here's your News Talk 1230 WFVA Weather Channel forecast.
Rain is going to exit early on this Friday. During the afternoon, there will be some breaks in the clouds, and temperatures will run above average today with a high climbing to 75. Overnight, a clear sky with a low near 40. We're going to be out during the weekend, sunny tomorrow, the high near 65, and partly cloudy into Easter with a high close to 70. For News Talk 1230 WFVA, I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley here this morning. We're talking about Lois Ann's Hope House, hopehouseva.org, to find out more about Hope House. And we're going to get back into our Hope House discussion. But first, we're going to take a little bit of a detour. Anna's with University of Mary Washington. President Hurley is retiring at the July 1st will be when he officially retires. And you all are doing
something really cool, exciting. And I appreciate Ted. He's talking about my vocation now. My avocation is Hope House, but my vocation is I'm head of university relations at the University of Mary Washington. And we are honoring our departing president, who is known by many as our high-fiving president, because every time you see Rick Hurley on campus, he wants to high-five you. And he has this tradition of, at commencement, when graduates walk across the stage to pick up their diploma, sometimes if they give him a special signal, he will high-five them instead of shaking their hand. And so to honor him, we want to make history. We are going to break a Guinness World Record on April 13th, and we want the community to get involved in this memorable event. It's going to take place at our Anderson Center on campus, and we encourage everybody to sign up. It's open to anybody. We have an official Guinness judge coming in to be on site, and we will learn that day if we have broken the record for the greatest number of simultaneous jumping high fives. And anybody can do this. Basically, it requires that you just turn to the person next to you and do a little leap. And as you're leaping, you're high-fiving your partner. And so we're going to make sure that we break the current record, which was set in London last summer, of 432 pairs of jumping high fives, and we need at least 864 pairs. So we're looking to get at least 1,000 people packed into our Anderson Center to take part in this event, which will start at the doors open at 2 on the afternoon of April 13th. The event actually starts at 4. But we're going to have a lot of entertainment and some prizes. But the event itself should not take long. What happens is that the judge gives us a few practice rounds, and then he says, here's the signal. And for the official count, he'll give us 10 seconds, and we have to record at least 433 pairs of jumping high fives to break a Guinness World Record, and we will be recorded in history. So please come out and support us if you want to sign up, and we do need you to sign up because we need to scan your barcode the day of the event. It takes a couple of minutes to sign up, but it's umw.edu/highfivehurley. umw.edu/highfivehurley. Please come out and support us. Thanks.
Well, what you can do, Anna, what's cool about this is, and why you should want to do this, you can tell people
that you broke a Guinness World
Record.
Yeah,
I'm in that book in a way.
Exactly, so. Exactly. And like I said, we're going to have prizes to mark your participation. You will have to be at the event to find out what they are, but it is going to be great. We've got the mayor of Fredericksburg will be there, lots of dignitaries, and like I said, it's primarily to honor our president, who has been such a he's contributed so much to the community, and he will be retiring this summer. So this is our departing gift to him, and he's so excited about it. So
I was just going to say he's got to be.
He's thrilled. He's got a lot of his family and friends coming to participate. So please come out April 13th. If you arrive by 2:30 p.m., the Anderson Center, we'd love to have you.
Well, and to be able to do this, I mean, the Guinness people I know are really sticklers for
We have
for
22
things.
Pages of rules. So, yeah, we will officially break it. And the main thing is having the judge on site.
Yeah.
Is he's going to make sure everything's done right. But we do need you to sign up so that we'll have that registration code for when you walk in.
umw.edu/highfivehurley. And a real What a great way to say thank you to President Hurley,
right,
and send him off with a great gift. So again, that's on April 13th. But you'd like to have as many people sign up right now, so you got them.
We need to know ahead of time, and you know, obviously, we have a student body of 5,000. So we're hoping we're gonna really break the record, not just barely break it. So so please come out and support us.
Yeah, you don't want someone to look at this and say, "Oh, we can do that," and then go for it. So you want to make it to where whoever is going to try to break this in the future is really going to have to work.
Oh, they're
going to
have
it.
A hard time. Yeah.
Yeah. Now April 13th, umw.edu/highfivehurley. is where you can sign up to honor President Hurley and make history, and you can tell people. You were part of a Guinness World Record, and that's a cool thing to be
it
able
is,
to do.
It is. It is.
So okay, we'll mention that again at the end, just for people to in case they missed it or want to write things down. Back to Hope House and Lisa Crittenden, Anna Billingsley also here. Anna again is on the Hope House board along with her work at the University of Mary Washington. Lisa, when you were just talking at the beginning of the program and talking about how right now all the mothers at Hope House have jobs. And it's just has occurred to me as I've thought about that this morning, just for their self image and confidence, yeah. That kind of thing has to go off to the kids and just a lot of good things that you've been able at this point to have everyone employed.
Right. It does. It gives this persona, aurora, whatever it is at Hope House that. We're doing great things, and the kids see their moms working hard, and that's what we're conveying to the children, and saying to the children as well, you have to support your mom. So in order for your mom to feel great at going to work and be successful, what are you doing? School's important. Homework's important. Helping mom with chores is important. That's what creates sustainability for families. And so we talk to the children about that as well at Hope House. What's interesting is people, I don't think, really understand at some point, if you want to come to Hope House to tour Hope House, please reach out to me and my staff because we will allow you to do that. But we at times have 25 children. 25 children, and we have a licensed child care. That's a lot of interaction with children and ensuring that they're safe, they're successful, they're going in and out to school, they're going to school activities, because that creates what they need as young children to be successful as well. So we focus on all of that.
But you and your staff are busy all the time.
We are very busy. And there are times when you would not expect me to be at Hope House. It could be 10 o'clock at night and I'm still there.
I was going to say, Lisa practically lives at Hope House.
I like it.
Because it is around the clock work.
Yeah.
And we have committed staff. I have a great team of educated, well-versed people that are focused on what they've been hired to do, and they do it well. The other is, we could not continue our organization in being successful because there's a lot that we have to do. So we rely heavily on volunteers. And so volunteers come in our organization to help it, you know, continue to operate successfully. And so there's a number of people that do that. The board are volunteers. I will tell you, we have our event Trees of Hope. We have a number of volunteers. And we give a big shout out to Ken Croco, who's always supporting our organization through Trees of Hope and every other event and activity. We have so many volunteers.
We can always use more.
We definitely need more when we have events or just operating. Again, we are so appreciative and want to thank those people for supporting us.
Well, and you mentioned people like Ken and others that are so involved. Are there types of, you mentioned events and things, but I guess anybody can do anything, whatever they come in, whatever skill set they have, you'll find some place to put them.
Right. So we need folks who can do marketing, PR, someone who really loves Facebook and wants to manage our Facebook account and really get social media up and continuing to run. We have people who take in the donations and process and do thank you letters. We need all of
that.
And
college students who volunteered to help with the child care center and that kind of thing. Landscaping. Hillcrest United Methodist Church has been invaluable to us. They've built ramps for us. They've helped install new flooring. They've done
renovated landscaping.
Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff is always needed. People with, kind of hands-on skills.
You know, Anna talked about, she works for the University of Mary Washington. We, for years, have had a relationship with the students there. And they come in and help us with tutoring and help give the moms a break during the afternoon for the parents to go ahead and start cooking dinner and all of that. They take the kids out and play with the kids after tutoring. So there's a number of organizations and people who support us that help us to continue to just day in and day out be successful.
And these are things that you talk about, Lisa, that you and your staff don't have time to do because you're on the front lines trying to help the residents and the kids, and these are things that volunteers can just slide in and just be invaluable.
Right, exactly.
Very, truly invaluable.
You can drop off paper towels and trash bags. It seems like we always need paper towels, trash bags, and bleach.
It's really, because you got to think about what is needed.
It's a house.
What you rely on. Exactly, Ted. It is a home. And so what do you always use? Bring it to Hope House.
Exactly.
Bring it to Hope House. Because we're in need of it all the time. And then that's less funding going out to purchase those items.
Yeah, gift cards are great too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, when you think about, and we'll talk before we get out of here again about the Gift of Hope campaign, and for that money to go to really help the residents, and that's where the volunteers can come in, and to where you're not having to use that money for certain things. So that's why volunteers are so important.
Yes, truly. again, our volunteers come in, and we have this summer, we're going to have an internship program where they're still volunteers. They come in and support the child care center. And so the students will come in, or anybody else can come in. We have a woman that comes every other Monday to volunteer at the child care center. Mm-hmm. Every other Monday, been consistent. We have one of our volunteers, Debbie, who comes in every Tuesday, and she's done it for the past 3 years that I've been here, so she's done it prior to that. Every Tuesday, 9 to 12, Debbie's in the office.
And that is so helpful, because we are understaffed, as most nonprofits are, and everybody works so hard. Mm-hmm. So all of that volunteer help is very much appreciated.
Right. There's an expectation that there is always, in an organization, administrative staff.
Yep.
We don't have administrative staff.
Right.
Our volunteers support that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I'm sure what you do, you can 1 minute be, involved in some serious counseling or helping, and the next minute you're cleaning up a spill. So
you got that correct.
That's a great way to describe
it. That is so right.
So it's So that's why volunteers are huge. And there's a wish list. There's a volunteer information and donations you can make. All that kind of stuff when you go to hopehouseva.org. Anna Billingsley, Lisa Crittenden here from Lois Ann's Hope House on Lafayette Boulevard. They are just about across from right near the Salvation Army. Not quite across, but just down the way, just a little bit. When we come back, we'll talk about the Gift of Hope. We'll talk again about what is going to take place on May 3rd with the Community Give. And we'll also mention again the high fives for Hurley. We'll wrap it up when we come back on Town Talk and News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Get a complete heat pump installed for as low as $3,800.
Just $3,800.
With the best warranty in the industry. Complete heating and cooling. CompleteMC.com. CompleteMC.com.
Are you a first-time home buyer who is lost? You don't know where to start, who to call, and most importantly, who to trust? Hi, this is Barry Moore with Alcova Mortgage. We are here to help you settle all your home buying fears. We can find the right loan program for you, walk you through the entire process, and even help you find a realtor. Call us today at 540-656-2869 or visit us on the web at alcovaloans.com. We're here to help you.
Alcova Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Company NMLS 40508. Barry Moore NMLS 73116. Visit NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Your life is busy and you spend way too much time on the road. Kaz Automotive Goodyear knows, because they have lives too. Maybe that's why their customers keep coming back over and over again. Kaz Goodyear can't make your life less busy, but with nationwide warranty for service, repair, and tires, they can make sure your car is one less thing to worry about. Drive in today at 700 Garrisonville Road in Stafford, or log on to kazgoodyear.com. Kaz Goodyear, keeping you moving since 1980.
Your favorite DQ Five Buck lunch just got sweet and smoky with the all-new, all-flavorful KC Barbecue Bacon Cheeseburger. You get a mouth-watering cheeseburger topped with crispy hickory-smoked bacon and smothered with sweet and smoky KC-style barbecue sauce. Plus fries, drink, and a deliciously sweet sundae made with world-famous soft serve. You won't believe the KC Barbecue Bacon Cheeseburger Five Buck lunch. So much flavor for just $5. Only at DQ. This is fan food, not fast food. At all Fredericksburg area DQ locations, excludes taxes.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
My best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 88 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 1,000% increase in the last 40 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lois Ann's Hope House and Lafayette Boulevard are focused this morning. Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley here to talk about Hope House, hopehouseva.org. Lisa, as executive director there, time gets away from me, but Hope House, you just recently celebrated 25 years. Was that last year?
No. 25 years was a while ago.
Oh, no.
And yes, it was a while ago. And historically, I found a document And it was all through the news that showcased we were the first homeless shelter. And so we cut ourselves a couple of years. So we are definitely around and have been around for eons doing great things.
Hope House helps women and kids. And that's where I saw the statistic that from 2013 to 2015, 145 homeless children had come through Hope House. That was just staggering because you just think you really are having an impact and hopefully changing the cycle. And that, like you say, kids will know what they have to do to avoid this.
So if you're looking at numbers, Ted, our community point in time count last year, according to the Department of Education and their definition of homelessness, the Rappahannock region accounted for 883 children impacted by homelessness.
Mm.
And so in 2 years, we've done 145 children. And like I said, we could have 25 children at one time in Hope House. That's 25 children. So there's 13 families that are impacted. We want to increase that. And so you may say, what's your vision, Lisa? What are you looking to do? We want to create a campus environment. We want to renovate our facilities, particularly maybe tear them down. We want to create a bigger child care center that is driven for our target audience. And so we need your support in doing that. And so for folks that have an interest and are creative in all aspects of entrepreneurship or fundraising, you know, reach out to us and be a part of the change. Who would not want to be a part of creating history, making a change for our community, but not only that, impacting the world?
Wow, that's good stuff. That's opens up a whole number of questions we don't have time for today, but we'll definitely have you back just to talk about that whole campus idea. And it's great to have that vision. That kind of goes into what's you've got the Gift of Hope campaign, $150,000 the goal, and that if you can raise that, that will be that some of that will be matched.
Right. So again, $150,000. We want to do it by the summer, and it's going to be matched by a donor of $75,000. And we're going to start with the Community Give campaign, which is May 3rd. And so we're going grassroots, then we're going direct, and we need those leaders in our community to give to this great cause.
The Community Give, if you go to thecommunitygive.org and look up Hope House there, and that's where you can give on
May 3rd.
thecommunitygive.org to find out all the information about Hope House. And you've got a page there on the Community Give
page. Yes, we have a page, and then we're going to update and link from our website to that page as well.
So either way, you can go to hopehouseva.org, but if you're giving to Hope House on May 3rd for the Community Give, go to thecommunitygive.org. So lots of ways, and we just talked about volunteering and making donations. Just a lot of ways, Lisa, that the people can really get involved in. Well, you're doing good work there, and just the fact that the kids that are going through. And like I said, driving by there a few weeks ago, it was really exciting. And I always say to a number of groups, where would we be without you? I saw it then. You saw those kids, and you think, where would they be getting off?
It's,
you don't know.
Right. They would be living in a car. They would be in a campsite. It's really heartening to think of those children there, but we've had those children there. What's an amazing story is we took a family that was in a campsite. The mom was pregnant. She had her baby while at Hope House. They are now in their apartment. And we love, the baby was born, we watched it, we helped the baby thrive, and then now they're in their apartment. Those are wonderful stories.
HopeHouseVA.org. Lisa, super stuff. Thank you so much for coming in. And again, May 3rd is the Community Give. Get involved with Hope House and their Gift of Hope campaign. Anna Billingsley, also from UMW, April 13th is Honor President Hurley, umw.edu/HighFiveHurley.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
I'm Bob Sizemore, retired pastor of Fairview Baptist Church, and I would like for you to think about God for a moment. Sunday is Easter, but today we remember the events of Friday, when having been seized by Roman soldiers, Jesus stands trial, is found guilty, and sentenced by Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, to be crucified. Of course, Jesus had committed no crime. He had simply healed the sick and loved the unlovable and reached out to all people and told them they were loved by God. For these things, he died a slow and painful death. After his death, he was put in a tomb. His enemies thought it was all